Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A happy Monday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. Great show for you guys today. My Ravens are in action tonight against the Chargers in the Harbaugh. Can't wait for that one tonight in LA. We'll break down that game plenty. We'll also look at some college basketball today. It is feast week. We got the Maui Invitational starting today as the two-time defending champion UConn Huskies tip off in about an hour and a half against Memphis. Got to play in that game. Also, Auburn and Iowa State coming up later tonight in a top five matchup. It's a Monday. We got to get into the games that I would bet right now. This past week, we had our two outright underdogs in college football cash with Kansas and with Oklahoma. Got another dog outright for you guys this week that I absolutely love. Lucy Burge going to join us in the middle of the show for Model Making Money. Then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. We'll also dive into some college football national championship futures. Ole Miss going down and Bama going down and A&M going down and so many upsets. Colorado, huge shift and kind of mix up in the rankings. We will dive into that. But let's get this show started. Glasses in session here on a Monday. And we will start with primetime, Peach, this Ravens and Chargers game. Baltimore tonight favored by 2.5. The total is 15.5. You just want to take the Ravens on the money line. They're -150, and the Chargers are +125. Now, this is going to be a really good game tonight. Can't wait to watch it. I do like the Ravens tonight, though, for a couple different reasons. The first one's the number at 2.5, right? Getting the Ravens under the 3, I think, is a really good bet. Lamar Jackson, in these situations, when you get him against the spread as a favorite of 3 points or less, or as an underdog in his career, he is 25-6 against the spread. He is normally incredible against the spread when these games are tight. When we feel like it's going to be a coin flip, it could go either way. Lamar and the Ravens usually win, and they usually cover these games as well. Also, when Lamar is coming off a loss, and then in the next game is a road favorite, 6-0 against the spread in those situations. So you got a couple of big trends there that certainly favor Lamar and the Ravens tonight. It's also Monday Night Football. If you watched this show before, you know I've talked about it. There is not a greater quarterback in the history of the NFL than Lamar Jackson on Monday Night Football. He's got the stats to back it up. He's 5-1 in his career on Monday Night Football. He's got a 126 passer rating, which is the greatest of all time. He's also got 15 passing touchdowns and 0 interceptions. And that's just the passing stats. Obviously, has also done some damage on the ground. He's got 2 Jackson 5s on Monday Night Football when he's been on the road against the Rams and against the Bucks earlier this season. So when Lamar is on the road on Monday night, there's just nobody better. His only road loss that he suffered on Monday night was when they played Week 1 against the Raiders. That was the year, a lot of you might remember, when the Ravens had just a tumultuous offseason with J.K. Dobbins tearing his ACL, and then Gus Edwards and Marcus Peters also tore their ACL in the same practice on back-to-back plays. That's it. Every other road Monday Night Football game, Lamar and the Ravens have won, and he is just so good in these games. So we're getting Lamar on Monday night. We're getting the Ravens as a short favorite where they normally play really well, and we're getting Lamar on the road as a favorite after a loss. So a bunch of reasons there to like the Ravens. I also like the Ravens tonight because I think the way that they're going to use their game plan and how they're going to run the football tonight. The way that the Ravens have used Derrick Henry has been very interesting this season, right? When they have played AFC North games, they really haven't run Derrick Henry all that much. They played the Bengals twice, they played the Steelers, and they played the Browns. In all those games, Derrick Henry's had like 13 carries, 14 carries, 12 carries. They really haven't given him the ball that much. Since week two, the Ravens have played five games against teams that are not in the AFC North. In four of those five games, Derrick has gotten the ball 23 times or more. They fed him a ton against Dallas. They fed him a ton against the Broncos, against the Commanders, against the Buffalo Bills. And I think they're going to feed him again a lot tonight. The Los Angeles Chargers are very good in pass defense. They rank sixth in the NFL in yards per pass. However, they're 23rd in the NFL in yards per run. So if you're the Ravens, it's really simple. If they run the ball tonight, I think they're going to win the game. Chargers are a team that you can run the ball on. And if the Ravens run the ball, I think they're going to win. Now, sometimes the Ravens don't do this, and we all remember the AFC Championship game against the Chiefs last year when it was so obvious that they should have run the ball, and they didn't do it. Sometimes the Ravens overthink these kind of games, and they don't run the football, and they throw it way more than they should. If they do that, then Ravens minus 2.5 is in trouble. But if they run the football, I think our bet's going to cash, and I think we're going to be good. Because of that, I like Derrick Henry over 18.5 rushing attempts tonight. As I just mentioned, when they don't play AFC North teams, the Ravens usually feed Derrick quite a bit. I also like Lamar Jackson over 1.5 passing touchdowns tonight at minus 120. As I mentioned to you guys, 15 passing touchdowns to 0 interceptions in 6 career road Monday night football games. I know the Chargers have a good pass defense, like I was mentioning, but again, the Ravens could get into the red zone if they're running the ball with Derek tonight, and with Lamar, could suck the defense in. Lamar could throw like a 5-yard touchdown pass, 8-yard touchdown pass, so I like that value. And then I'm going to do something I've never done before on this show. I'm going to take a tackling prop tonight because I love it so much. Kyle Hamilton over 4.5 tackles for the Ravens at minus 135. We know what the Chargers are. The Chargers are a run-first team. And keep in mind the revenge angle for L.A. tonight with J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards in their backfield, who before this season spent their entire career with the Ravens. I think they're going to feed those guys a ton. Kyle Hamilton, one of the best tackling safeties in the NFL. I'll go over 4.5 tackles for Kyle Hamilton. As for the total tonight at 50.5, I haven't made it an official play, but I do lean pretty heavily to the under at 50.5 because of the familiarity of both teams. Greg Roman is the offensive coordinator for the Chargers. He was Lamar's OC for the first 4 years of his career. So if there's anybody who knows the Ravens run scheme well, it's Greg Roman. On the flip side, the Ravens defense we know has not been good this year, especially their pass defense. However, last game against the Steelers, they made a change and put our Darius Washington in that other safety spot along with Kyle Hamilton, and it changed the Ravens defense. With Eddie Jackson and Marcus Williams back there for most of the year, teams have been killing them with explosive plays. But with Washington back there alongside with Hamilton, Ravens D looked as good as it has all year against Pittsburgh. So I kind of lean the under tonight, 50.5. Love the Ravens though, minus the 2.5. Derrick Henry over 18.5 rush attempts, and Lamar over 1.5 passing touchdowns, and Kyle Hamilton over 4.5 tackles as well. As for the two college basketball games that I'm looking at for today, we got the Maui Invitational tipping off today. Great field, including the two-time defending champion UConn Huskies in action tonight, taking on Memphis. UConn favored by 8.5, and the total is 150.5. Now, if you follow college basketball even a little bit over the last couple of years, you know that when UConn plays a non-conference game, you just bet UConn. You just blindly bet them. They've covered 12 straight spreads in the NCAA tournament. They've been unbelievable the last 2 years before they get into Big East play. So it would only be UConn or pass for me at 8.5. Obviously, there's a lot of new players on this roster, but I could only take the Huskies. The bet that I like, though, in this game is the first half under at 71.5. So keep in mind, this game's starting 2:30 p.m. Eastern time. It's out in Hawaii, which means that's a 4-hour time change, which means they're starting 10:30 a.m. local time. You got two good defenses in a gym that they're not used to. I think this is going to be a sluggish start. You see this all the time. First game of the day, usually a little rough beginning. I'll go first half under 71.5 between Memphis and UConn. I also like the Iowa State and Auburn game. That's a top five matchup. This could be like an Elite Eight, Final Four caliber game. Auburn right now is the number two team, according to KenPom. They had a great win against Houston a couple weeks ago. Iowa State's an elite defensive team. They return a ton of players from the team last year that was number two overall seed in the NCAA tournament. I'm going with Iowa State plus 1.5 in the first half. I think a lot of people are going to like Auburn in this game, but Auburn can tend to start a little bit slow. Iowa State, their defense is so good. It's so suffocating. And I like backing defensive teams in neutral site games because if there's one thing that you can rely on, it's your defense. Travels everywhere, right? Shooting teams, it's kind of hit or miss. Offensive teams might get off to a slow start, but defensive team, that stuff always travels. I think Iowa State comes out in this game with their hair on fire. So we'll take the Cyclones plus 1.5 in the first half, and then that first half under 71.5 in Memphis and UConn. As for some games that I would bet right now here on Send It In, always one of my favorite segments. I got three games in the NFL, three games in college football. We will start, I'm going back to the well with the San Francisco 49ers, plus 7 against the Buffalo Bills. Gave out the Niners last week against the Packers. I got a terrible number. I got them at plus 1.5, plus 2. And then obviously all the injuries with San Francisco just kind of killed that bet. But now we're getting them at plus 7 against Buffalo. And this feels like the line is telling you that Purdy's not going to play again, and Bosa's not going to play again, and Trent Williams might not play again. So I think this is just a free roll on San Francisco. If Brock Purdy is back in the lineup for San Francisco, and I think he's got a chance to play this week, this line might close at like Buffalo minus 3.5 and minus 4. So I just like it because we're getting a key number of 7, and it feels like there is a chance that Bosa and Purdy and even Trent Williams could play this week. The Niners could be back to full strength, and then you're going to get great value here on the plus 7. So I do like the Niners plus the 7 against the Buffalo Bills. I also like the Ravens minus 2.5 for next week against Philadelphia. It's going to be the best game on the Sunday slate for next week. Again, we just talked about it in this Chargers game. Lamar Jackson is a small favorite, is unbelievably good in his career. He's also 23-1 against the NFC. I have a feeling that a lot of people are going to like the Eagles in that game because Philadelphia looks like one of the best teams in the NFL. They're really good on offense. They're really good on defense. But I've seen Lamar go up against all these good NFC teams, and it's always the same. You can watch all the film you want on him. You can game plan and scheme. You can put quarterbacks in as a guy to simulate Lamar. It doesn't matter until you get out there in person. The Eagles have two rookie corners that are really playing well this year. I think what the Ravens could do and what Lamar could do might put those guys in a little bit of a pretzel. I think it's going to be a great game, but under the 3, I like the Ravens. This game was 3, but because of what the Eagles did to the Rams last night, it's now down to 2.5. If the Ravens win and cover tonight, which I think they will, I think this line goes back up to 3. So I'm grabbing the 2.5 now with Baltimore. I also like the Commanders minus 5.5 against the Tennessee Titans. We had the Titans this weekend. I took them with the spread. I took them with the money line. I was expecting a Texans letdown, and that is exactly what we got. A lot of people are down right now on this Washington team, right? They've lost 3 straight games. They just lost outright at home to Dallas as 10.5-point favorites. But this feels like a buy low on Washington and a sell high on the Titans. Guys, I have bet the Titans way too many times this season. That is not a fun experience betting that team. You want all the points that you can get with the Titans. Will Levis, as we know, is a turnover machine, and it just feels like a good get-right spot for Washington. I think they'll be able to cause some turnovers on Tennessee. They couldn't play any worse than they did yesterday against Dallas. And if Seibert makes the extra point, that game goes to overtime, and they still have a chance to win it. So anything under 7, I think, is a good bet with Washington. I think we're overreacting too much to the games that we saw yesterday. I'll take the Commanders minus 5.5. As for college football, give me the Baylor Bears right now on the money line, minus 115 against Kansas. This is a stinky line, right? Kansas has been one of the hottest teams in college football this season. They have 3 straight wins against ranked teams. They beat Iowa State, then they beat BYU, and then they upset Colorado on Saturday. And now they're playing an unranked Baylor team, and Baylor's favored in the game. Kansas only has 5 wins this season. Kansas is going to be motivated to try and make a bowl game, but oddsmakers know that, and they're still making Baylor the favorite in this game. Everybody's going to be on Kansas after what they've been doing the last 3 weeks, but I think the fact that Baylor is the favorite is telling you a lot. I'll take the Bears on the money line. Now, last week we had Oklahoma, and we had those Kansas Jayhawks as our outright underdogs. This week, the underdog that's going to cash is the Texas A&M Aggies, plus 6 and plus 185 on the money line against Texas. Now, Texas, I think, is already in the college football playoff. Regardless of what happens on Saturday, because of the upsets that we saw this past week, I think Texas is good. I think they're going to be in the playoff. A&M needs to win this game, and then they need to win the SEC championship if they want to be in the college football playoff. Texas right now, I'm really concerned about them. Quinn Ewers is not healthy. He did not look good at all in that game against Kentucky, especially in the second half. And what's Texas's best win this season? Is it at Vanderbilt? Is it at Arkansas? Is it at Michigan? It's a whole lot of teams that are like 6-5 this season. Not very many impressive wins. The one good team we saw them go up against was Georgia, and they got absolutely smashed. Now they got to go on the road this week in one of the best environments in the entire sport. Kyle Field is going to be ballistic this weekend. I like the Aggies. I think they win that game outright. I'd take them plus 185 on the money line, take the +6 as well. And then finally, a really gross underdog that I like this week in college. But this is what rivalry week's all about. I'm taking Florida State +14.5 against Florida. Your ultimate buy low and sell high, right? Similar to the Commanders and the Titans. But Florida right now, I mean, what they've been doing the past month of the season has been really impressive. Upset win over LSU, upset win over Ole Miss. Now they go on the road and they play their in-state rival in Florida State, who's having a season to forget. They're 2-9 this season. They've only beaten one Power 4 team. They've hardly scored over 20 points in a game this season. It's been an absolute nightmare. But again, this is a rivalry game. And I think because of what Florida has done recently, everybody's going to think Florida's going to kill Florida State. But Florida's already got their bowl game wrapped up, and they're feeling good about themselves. I think they're certainly overlooking Florida State. And I love these kind of games that we get during rivalry weekend in college football with a team like Florida State that's had a year to forget. But this is the kind of game that can make it a little bit better to beat a good team like Florida and end the season on a high note. So I like the key number of 14.5 that we're getting with the Seminoles. I'll take Florida State plus the points against Florida. All right, let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with Lucy Burge joining us here on a Monday. Lot to talk about with Lucy. And Lucy, what are the five-star plays BetQL has for us today?
Yes, hello, PJ. Five-star play for today is in the NBA. It is Pacers -6.5 against the Pelicans. The Pacers are 4-2-1 against the spread at home, while the Pelicans have not covered a spread on the road this season at all. They are 0-8 against the spread on the road and 1-7 straight up on the road. So not so great for them, while they have a 5-12 record against the spread this season in total. So the BetQL model loves the Pacers -6.5 against the Pelicans tonight as a five-star play.
All right, very good. So an NBA play there for our model, but Lucy, certainly all eyes tonight are going to be on the Harbaugh between Jim and John. Really good game between the Ravens and the Chargers. What are some of your best bets that you got for tonight?
Yes, my favorite bet, PJ, because we are best friends, I am taking the Ravens -2.5. And I love your fit for today in honor of this game. Ravens -2.5. John Harbaugh is 2-0 in the head-to-head matchup against his brother, and the Ravens have covered 3 of their last 5 spreads on the road. The Ravens are also 24-12 straight up following a division loss rival under John Harbaugh, and 41-19 off a road loss under John Harbaugh. So I think the Ravens can cover this one -2.5 against the Chargers. Your Ravens against
Thank
the Chargers.
You. Lucy, like you said, this is why we're best friends. Appreciate you riding with the flock tonight. Hopefully they can both cash our 2.5 tickets. What do you make of the NFC West? I want to get your thoughts on that division because it's a mess right now. The Seahawks beat Arizona yesterday, which made it even more chaotic. San Francisco and the Rams both lost. Lucy, who's going to win this NFC West division? Who do you like?
Yeah, PJ, this morning I was trying to think of a word for this division, and you nailed it right there. Mess. They're a mess. It's a mess because who is going to win this division? It is a big question because everyone's tied for everything. There's no clear-cut favorite. But I think in the end, though it does feel like any of these teams can win the division, I think it will end up being the Cardinals. I almost took Cardinals money line this week because I had faith in them. But still, I think going forward, they will play better, and they do play the Seahawks again, looking ahead to their schedule. But they also play the Patriots and the Panthers. And there are some games that are very winnable for the Cardinals going forward. So I think it's feasible for them in the end to just win by default. Like someone's going to just win by default in this division. And I think it will end up being the Cardinals.
Now, your Detroit Lions are looking really, really good. They just keep winning games. They keep covering spreads. The Eagles are starting to look really good too, Lucy, in the NFC. Is it just this easy? Like, do we already know what the NFC Championship game is and we haven't even hit Thanksgiving yet? Do you think it's going to be Lions and Eagles, or is there another team you have your eye on?
That could be the case, PJ. I feel like at this point, yes, it will be Eagles, Lions. Lions, of course, will win this game and the Super Bowl as they move forward from this one to the Super Bowl. But I think it will be the Eagles who they face, which I think will be fine. Any of these NFC teams, it's fine. The Lions will beat them. But I think at this point, when you look at the records, kind of the clear-cut best team behind the Lions. So Eagles, Lions, NFC championship game, I think will be what happens, yes.
Yeah, those two teams, the heavy favorites to win the NFC, got Minnesota and Green Bay behind them as well. Speaking of the Lions, Lucy, obviously it's Thanksgiving this week. The Lions are going to play on Thanksgiving like they always do. We know you're going to be on Detroit -10.5 against Chicago. The other two games, however, Giants, Cowboys, and then Dolphins, Packers, you doing anything in either of those two games?
I am, PJ. I am taking the Packers against the Dolphins. Packers -3. They're on a tear right now, and they just dominated the Niners, and they are 8-3, while the Dolphins are 5-6. The Dolphins just beat the Patriots, which, of course, is no easy feat. So that really speaks to how good this team is. No, but I think the Packers to cover is just, it may be, besides the Lions, my favorite Thanksgiving bet of the day. Packers -3.
Very good. Any other bets for week 13 in the NFL as you look through the slate? Anything else that jumps out at you?
I'm looking again, PJ, at the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers came through this weekend. I'm taking them again this coming weekend. Buccaneers -6 against the Panthers. The Buccaneers are averaging 28 points per game. Panthers are averaging 17. Also, Tampa Bay is 7-4 against the spread this season. They have covered their last three and are on the road to reach 4-1 against the spread away from home. So I think the Buccaneers can cover the spread -6 against the Panthers.
How about Baker yesterday, huh? Mocking DeVito a little bit with the celebration. Did you love that?
PJ, every week I love him more and more. Baker with the stones to do that. To go after Tommy Cutlets. I was like, that's a fan base I would be scared to go after. But Baker Mayfield does it, and he does it well. And so I think he's not scared of anything. I like him more and more every week.
Lucy, the Bruins also fired their head coach recently. Do we think that's going to ignite a fire under the Bruins? Is this the time now to buy in Boston, or are you just feeling like this isn't the bee's year?
It doesn't seem like their year, PJ. I don't know what's going to spark them, but I at least they're the Celtics. But I really just wish the Bruins were better, because what else do we have? Like, I don't know if Juan Soto's going to join the Red Sox, and the Patriots are just, I didn't even watch the game. I watched 5 minutes of it this weekend. I was like, all right, I know how this ends. We've seen this movie every week before. But yeah, I think that the Bruins will find a spark at some point. It might be too late, though. So if I am a fan in the city, as I am, I would recommend the Celtics to watch instead of the Bruins, probably.
It's a good Focus recommendation. The Celtics are pretty good. They're pretty good at their job, I would
Have
say.
Have you heard of the Celtics?
I have. They are pretty good. Lucy Burge joining us here on Send It In. Lucy, thanks as always for the time. If I don't see you before Thursday, happy Thanksgiving to you. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, PJ. I will see you tomorrow, but in any event, happy Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for you every day.
Perfect. As am I with you, and I'll wish you happy Thanksgiving again tomorrow. Lucy Burge joining us here on Send It In. And for those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, we had a crazy week in college football. We always do this every Monday. We look at PJ's rankings, my top 10 teams in college football. And boy, did I have to do some shuffling around after last week. Ohio State and Oregon are still the top two teams. I think most people feel like, even though that Oregon is undefeated and they beat Ohio State, if you play that game again, which they likely will next week in Indianapolis, then Ohio State's going to win that game. Buckeyes, for me, the number one team in the country. It's why they are the favorites at +300 to win it all. Oregon right behind them at +450. After that, though, is where it gets interesting. Who is the third best team in college football? I think a lot of people might say Georgia. I think a lot of people possibly could say Texas. I'm actually going to say that Notre Dame is the third best team in college football at 14-1. The reason being, that defense is championship caliber. I know Notre Dame lost to Northern Illinois. I get it. That was a terrible loss. It's as bad as a loss as any team's going to have that makes the college football playoff this year if Notre Dame's able to get by USC. But man, have you seen what they've done in their other games? I mean, an impressive win at A&M in week one. They've beaten the absolute crap out of Navy and Army, who were both undefeated when they played them. Notre Dame's been steamrolling everybody. Defense is really good. It's all about Riley Leonard and the offense. But they got a good O-line, and they got a great running back in Jeremiah Love. I think right now, outside of Ohio State and Oregon, kind of think the Irish are the third best team in college football. I'd put Georgia right behind him at number four. Georgia's still good. I think we've all established, though, it's not the same old Georgia. The defense isn't quite as dominant as we've seen in years past. They don't have any skill position guys like they've had in years past. And Carson Beck's just way too up and down for my liking. He turns the ball over way too much. Ultimately, I think his play is what's going to prevent Georgia from winning a national championship, and it's why I like Notre Dame better than I like Georgia. Right behind Georgia, I'm going to put Tennessee at number five. And right now, if I had to bet a team to win the national championship at current price, it would be Tennessee at 20-1, just because I love the value. Their defense is as good as it gets in the SEC. It's good enough to carry them throughout the playoff. And the upside of Nico, if he can just go on a little run here, a little magical run, Tennessee is going to be dangerous. They got a great running game and a great running back in Dylan Sampson. Nico's gotten better as the season's moved along. And look, the Vols are battle-tested. You know, they went and played at Oklahoma. They've beaten Bama. They've played Georgia. So Tennessee knows what it would be like going up against the top teams in the sport. I think it's good value on the Vols at 20-1. If they beat Vanderbilt this weekend, Tennessee will be in the playoffs. So I think that's good value there. Texas right behind them, my number six team at plus 450. I told you guys, I'm concerned about Texas. Quinn Ewers has an injury, didn't look good in that Kentucky game. Their defense is good, but I don't think it's as good as we all thought it was coming into the season. And it just feels like something's missing with Texas right now. It feels like they have the pieces to win the national championship. And when you watch them play, just something's not there. And I think it starts with Quinn Ewers just not being healthy. So again, I think Texas is in the playoff regardless of what happens on Saturday against A&M. They're plus 450 to win the title, but I still wouldn't bet them to make the playoff. Their best win this season is probably at Vandy or at Michigan. Number seven is going to be Penn State. They had a scare on Saturday against Minnesota. They're 18-1 to win the national title. I mean, it's just same old Penn State, right? Good team, solid players, good defense. Would you ever trust them to beat an Ohio State, an Oregon, a Georgia, a Tennessee? Would you ever trust them to win any of those games? So I think Penn State has a good chance of winning their first round game because it's going to be at home and it's likely going to be a whiteout. But after that, when you get into a neutral site, I think that's when Penn State's going to struggle. I'll put Indiana at number eight. Everybody was giving Indiana a lot of crap over the weekend because they didn't look great against Ohio State. They're going up against the best team in the sport on the road. A lot of people wouldn't look great in that situation. And if it wasn't for Indiana special teams getting a block punt, giving up a punt return for a touchdown, that game would have been a lot closer than the score indicated. So I still don't think Indiana can beat any of those top teams. I wouldn't bet them to win the national title. But I do think Indiana's a good team. And if they beat Purdue this weekend, they will also be in the playoff. SMU comes in at number nine. 40-1 to win the national title. I think SMU is the best team in the ACC. Now, I don't know if they're going to win the ACC championship because I just think Cam Ward would be the best player on the field, and I think he does stuff in the fourth quarter to win that game for Miami. But SMU is more complete. They're better on offense and defense when you combine the two. Had some really good wins this year. Their only loss was to BYU early on in the season by a field goal. So SMU 40-1. I think they're the best team in the ACC. Wouldn't bet them though to win the title. And then Tulane, I think, is the number 10 team in the country. I think Tulane's better than Boise State. We all fall in love with Boise State because of Ashton Jeanty, and they only lost to Oregon by three. Go look at what Boise's done the last month of the season, though. They really have not looked that impressive. If Boise wins out, they're going to be in the playoff, but I really think Tulane's the best Group of Five team. And if I was one of these big schools, that would be the team that I'd be more nervous of playing, would be Tulane rather than Boise State. So that's my top 10. Ohio State, Oregon, Notre Dame, 1, 2, 3. Georgia, Tennessee, Texas, 4, 5, 6. Penn State, Indiana, SMU, 7, 8, 9. And then Tulane, I think, is the 10th best team. All right, let's go to PJ's plays here on Send It In, wrap up the show. My prop lock is going to be Kyle Hamilton over 4.5 tackles at minus 135 tonight against the Chargers. Chargers are going to want to run the ball. They got two very aggressive and excited running backs in J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards that are looking forward to going against their former team. I think it's a run-heavy game plan tonight. Kyle Hamilton, one of the best tackling safeties in the NFL, kind of plays like a hybrid safety linebacker. He's always in the box. We'll go over 4.5 tackles for Kyle Hamilton. Dog of the day is going to be Iowa State in the first half, plus a half against Auburn. Iowa State's defense is the real deal, folks. One of the top three defenses in college basketball. And when you get a neutral site game like this, the one thing that you can always count on is a good defensive team. Iowa State, I think they come out with their hair on fire. They keep it close in the first half. I think Auburn is going to win a close one in the end, but give me Iowa State, +1.5 in the first half. And then finally, my best bet, Ravens -2.5 against the Chargers. We talked about it a lot at the beginning of the show. Lamar Jackson, 23-6 ATS as a favorite of 3 points or less, or an underdog. He's 6-0 against the spread, coming off of a loss when he's a road favorite the following week. And in his career, playing on the road on Monday Night Football, 15 passing touchdowns to 0 interceptions and a 126 passer rating, which is the best all time on Monday Night Football. Ravens -2.5, they win and cover tonight against the Chargers. So we like the Ravens as our best bet. Iowa State is our dog of the day, and Kyle Hamilton over 4.5 tackles as our prop lock. Thanks again to Lucy Birch for joining us today on Send It In. Appreciate you guys tuning in as well. We will see you tomorrow for another episode.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.